First up, we've got Lady Tureiti Moxham. The Waitangi Tribunal has agreed to proceed with the urgent inquiry into the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. The Te Aka Whai Ora urgent application has issued a clear direction confirming it will inquire into the claim. Well, actually, that's the Waitangi Tribunal has issued a clear direction that it will inquire into the claim. And with us this morning is Tureiti Moxham. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
I know you've spoken on this kaupapa before, but can we quickly recap on why you took this claim to the Waitangi Tribunal and what it means now that the Tribunal has agreed to proceed with the inquiry?
We started in 2005 with this claim, and we fought very hard in 2005 to have a Māori DHB, actually, at that time. And so nothing happened until 2018, when we were finally heard before the Waitangi Tribunal. And in there, it was mooted that we should have a Māori Health Authority. And the Tribunal recommended that we should look into that and that we should set one up. And the government of the time, the Labour government, put up a Māori Health Authority. And so what's happened since is that this government, this coalition government, have decided that we are race-based and therefore shouldn't exist. And for political reasons, they've decided to disestablish it. And that is our biggest nowhere, of course, because this is not just about setting up a Māori Health Authority for no reason. It's because we have fought very hard to bridge the inequities in health in our country for a very long time. And we still are dying 7 years earlier than the non-Māori. And so this was one way in which we believed, the claimants of the time believed, and not only that, the people who have supported this claim for urgency, our statement of claim to the Waitangi Tribunal for urgency, the 29 providers all believe in the same thing. And so it's the first time in the history of this country that we've had a department, if you like, or a ministry that stood outside of what we would deem as like Māori affairs. So this has been a great achievement for us. And then just in the stroke of a pen, because of political bias, they've decided to get rid of it.
The coalition government plans to introduce a bill by the 8th of March. With this claim before the tribunal, how does that affect the introduction of the bill?
Yes, well, that's why the Waitangi Tribunal are going to hear us on the 29th and 1st of March, 29th of this month of February and the 1st of March, because of the 100-day plan that the government has introduced in terms of legislation in the House. And so that's why it's important that the Tribunal move on this very quickly, and that we, that our people are ready to basically to say that this is ours. We want to keep it. It's our tino ranga tiritanga. It's by Māori for Māori. It is our Māori mani motuhake. All of these things are so important, and yet quite often with just the, just a flick of the pen, they can just get rid of it without any consultation whatsoever with us, as Māori, the treaty partner. Now, they may well be in denial about whether or not we're a treaty partner. Of course we're a treaty partner. We're the ones who signed the treaty along with the Crown in this country. And as much as people want to deny that in Aotearoa, they need to really school up on their history. And so they understand that.
And I think, too, they've got to keep looking at the health statistics. I mean, the health statistics for Māori aren't improving. And this was one way to try and find another path to do. And if you do the same thing that you've always done, you'll get the same result.
Well, it seems to be like history repeating itself in terms of the government's policies, because they're doing exactly the same as they did the last time they were in, you know, bashing up the poorest of the poor in our country in terms of our beneficiaries. They're bashing up all our people in terms of crime, bashing up, you know, it's a war, an outright war on our people who are actually just surviving in our country, surviving, barely surviving, in fact. And yet, you know, we're treated like we don't matter. And we're treated very badly, actually, in our country.
Oh, yeah. So what happens now for you? Are you preparing papers, or what does this involve for?
Yes. We had to file today, yesterday. We had to file in the Waitangi Tribunal to put our amended statement of claim in, to put our lawyer's submissions in relation to our claim, to work together with the other claimants in this case, who are also going to be speaking before the Waitangi Tribunal. So it's been pretty hectic, but you know, it's like anything. If you want a job done, you just got to get in there and do it. And that's certainly been the way that our people have worked all, you know, forever and a day, really. Mm-hmm. And we've continued to do that.
Mm. Oh, well, kia kaha, kia maia, and all the best for this kaupapa, and we'll be watching it closely. Ngā mihi, kia koe.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi.
And that was Lady Tūreiti Moksam.